You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
He's Alex Ferrario, that's Tanner Hendrickson, and I'm Brandon Kiley. Questions and answers coming up in about 10 minutes or so. 65780 is the Air Comfort Service text line if you guys have any questions. But right now, Alex, yesterday we were talking about Derrick Henry potentially being a Hall of Famer, and I brought up the idea of, hey, man, I feel like he could break the single-game rushing record on Sunday.
I don't feel like it. He will break the single-game rushing record.
They're going up against the Chiefs.
That's why.
And the Chiefs' run defense is all-time bad. And
awful.
Right now, we're going out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to talk with the expert, Ben Heisler, joining us here on the show. You can follow him on Twitter, at Benny Heis. Heis, we always appreciate the time, man. Is Derrick Henry going to break the single-game rushing record on Sunday?
First of all, I'm glad you didn't make the transition of speaking of all-time bad. Here's Ben Heisler.
No, we only do that with BK.
You were too quick on your feet. I didn't think of that one.
All right, perfectly. Fair enough. I don't think he's going to break the record only because I think the Titans are going to have more of a downfield attack to hang with Kansas City. The total in this game is sitting at about 57. We've seen some books. I know you guys work with FanDuel. They've moved it, I think, at times to 57.5. But I just think at some point, you know, the run game can be so effective with Henry, and it's obviously a mismatch against Kansas City's defense, but because of the downward field ability of Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek Hill against a very bad secondary in Tennessee, they have a good pass rush, but I think Mahomes is crafty enough to be able to get the ball out by himself some time, that I just think you're going to need more than Derrick Henry. And even though he might run for, you know, 150 yards fairly easily, I just don't think the type of carries and time of possession that Tennessee is going to want to have will happen just because they're trying to catch up with Kansas City. So, you know, if you're playing fantasy sports or daily, I think a good opportunity to zag when everybody else is zigging right now is to take Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown and Julio Jones when everybody is going to be riding on Derrick Henry.
Well, the good thing is Derrick Henry will be zigging and zagging all over the Chiefs this coming Sunday. Man, that got BK to laugh, Heist. That means it's a good dad joke, in my opinion. Since we're on the running back conversation, are the Browns done as a contender? Because no Nick Chubb, no Kareem Hunt, and no Baker Mayfield, you're basically telling your fan base that, hey, Case Keenum and I don't even know who.
D'Ernest Johnson.
Okay, that name is made up, but those two are going to lead you into the promised land.
Yeah, D'Ernest Johnson sounds like a creative player from Madden, doesn't he? Like, that's sort of the name that's like, what?
It sounds D'Ernest like the Johnson. It sounds like the Key and Peele skit on Comedy Central.
I think all of those are fairly legitimate. I just don't think Cleveland is done. There's still too much talent on this roster. Remember, you know, their defense has had some unbelievable games. They've also had some times where they've really struggled, particularly in stopping big plays down the field. But to be honest with you guys, that was kind of expected. You know, Cleveland ended up bringing in, I think, 8 of 11 new starters on the defensive side of the ball. So there were going to be times where guys were out of position and they were trying to figure out sort of what came next. You know, the game where they had 9 sacks against Chicago, that was just because the Bears played right into their strength. You know, I think for the matchup today, you have a Denver team that also is trying to figure out what their identity is after getting off to a really good start, both on the offensive side of the ball. Teddy Bridgewater was completing a bunch of passes of over 20 yards downfield, but they've been dealing with injuries. They're trying to figure out sort of what their best path is moving forward. Bridgewater himself is dealing with a bit of an injury. He's not going to be particularly mobile tonight, although he's likely to start it. I wouldn't say the Browns are done by any means. It's it's a division that I think they can hang around in, because Pittsburgh isn't as good as their 3-3 record. The Bengals probably are going to come back down to earth just a little bit. And remember, Baltimore could have been 1-5 this year, as opposed to 5-1. They've had plenty of opportunities where they've really gotten lucky. So I think Cleveland hangs around because their pass rush, because guys like Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb are going to come back. They're still a dominant run team that has a very good offensive line. So I'm not ruling them out by any stretch.
I'm happy to hear that you're on my side of that argument, Heis. I tried to explain that to Alex yesterday, and he just wasn't having it.
But real quick, Heis, that you're taking the Broncos over the Browns tonight, right?
I think so, just okay, because good. There's still too many moving parts. And if Bridgewater plays, I mean, you guys know that he's Teddy covers for a reason, especially as a road underdog. And Teddy Bridgewater almost always covers the spread. We've seen the line move a little bit. I was able to get him at +3.5 before some of those injuries came down. It's right now sitting at about Cleveland -1.5 at home. And I know that we've laughed at Dearness Johnson, but if you look at his projections, he is projected for almost 60 rushing yards in this game.
Yeah, play him tonight.
That's right. That's more than Javonte Williams. That's more than Melvin Gordon. So he's going to be an integral part of what they're trying to do on the offensive side of the ball.
I'm going up against him in fantasy. I hope he sucks tonight.
You should put him in your starting lineup.
There you go.
If he's available on your waiver wire, you should go ahead and pick him up. He shouldn't be available, but if he is, go ahead and grab him. We're talking to Ben Heisler of BetSided here on 101 ESPN. Heis, kind of piggybacking off of that conversation we just had about the Browns, we were talking about this yesterday, looking at the AFC. I feel like you can go ahead and lock in the Bills, Ravens, Titans, Chargers, and Chiefs as 5 playoff teams this year. If I told you got to come up with who the other two are, though, I think that's where it gets really difficult. If you had to kind of make the case right now for the two leading contenders other than the Bills, Ravens, Titans, Chargers, and Chiefs, who would you put into that next category of your two favorites to get the final 2 spots in the AFC playoffs?
Well, this is tough, and I'm probably the worst person to ask this because I thought the Colts were going to win the AFC South Division this year, and they got off to a terrible start. And I also was the guy predicting at the beginning of the season that we'd see 3 playoff teams from the AFC East with Buffalo, New England, and the Miami Dolphins.
Woof,
That's been an unmitigated disaster, and we'll see whether or not they end up trading for Deshaun Watson. There's been some reports, according from John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, that he might end up in Miami as early as the end of the week. But I think if you're looking for a couple teams that might have the ability to sneak in, I think you kind of look right in the AFC North. Cincinnati has done a really nice job there. They're +37 in net points this year. Burrow, for all the concerns about him this offseason with his lack of mobility and trusting himself coming off of the ACL surgery, he's been terrific. Their offensive line has played far better than a lot of people thought. And they're getting pressure on the quarterback, which has been the Bengals' biggest issue over the course of the season. So if you're looking for where those teams might come in, I think it's probably the AFC North, where maybe a lot of people thought it would be a very competitive race. I still don't trust Pittsburgh. That team just has no identity on the offensive side of the ball. I still think Big Ben is done. If you're going to get a couple of these surprise teams, I still think Cleveland hangs around. I'm not ruling them out yet. And I think you really have to seriously consider Cincinnati sneaking in as that final playoff team.
Hi, speaking of Tua in Miami, if Deshaun is actually going to end up with the Dolphins, who should be calling about Tua as a quarterback?
That's a great question. I think if you're trying to figure out sort of what those next steps might be, I think Pittsburgh could be a really intriguing spot for him, right? Like, they don't really have a plan. Dwayne Haskins was brought in. That's the possibility. There's also been some reports that the Washington football team could be involved as part of a 3-way trade to be able to get Tua Tagovailoa. And that's another team that, unless you're trusting Taylor Heineke to be the guy moving forward, they're likely going to be picking in the draft. But it's crazy. Like, most teams right now kind of feel like they have an identity set at the quarterback spot. If you're Minnesota, you're probably moving on from Kirk Cousins. Do you feel like Tua in that offense makes a ton of sense? Perhaps he has a little bit of mobility. He can go ahead and run that sort of play action offense where you cut the field in half. So I think those are a couple teams, but I think he probably, if the move ends up going through, I'd say Washington makes a lot of sense, and maybe for a team like Pittsburgh, who still believes that they're in a championship window because of their defense and because of some of their offensive playmakers.
Final question for Ben Heisler of BetSided joining us here on BK and Ferrario. Heis, if you look at which surprise 4-2 team could pull off a straight up upset this weekend. So the Titans against Kansas City, the Chiefs are a 4.5-point favorite in that one, or the Bengals traveling on the road to Baltimore, where Baltimore is a 6.5-point home favorite. Which one's more likely to pull off the upset, the Bengals or the Titans?
The Titans, purely based on what you just said, they're at home. They have the advantage in their ability to be able to run the ball on Kansas City. If we're talking about like covering the spread, you know, I think Cincinnati has a very good chance to hang with Baltimore in this game. But if you're talking purely based off of an upset pick, Tennessee makes plenty of sense. I know the Chiefs got a bunch of confidence back and their defense played really well in the second half last week. But Tennessee is just set up really well for these types of games with Kansas City. Remember, they've played them tough before, eventually just too much firepower from the Chiefs. I just think that the level of variance in this game, it's much more likely to either be a Chiefs blowout or a Titans close win versus Ravens and Bengals. I just think that's going to be a really close, compelling game throughout. So if I had to choose an upset, the Titans are better suited to beat the Chiefs. But if I'm going for a team that I feel more comfortable covering the spread more consistently, I'd actually take the Bengals.
Well, that's nice to hear. So Alex is going to go ahead and change his picks on his 101 ESPN Pick'em accordingly. Heis, we always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for hopping on with us today. We'll talk with you again next week, my man.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Be good.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select or request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.